I am a man of science, not society. Now go study my brilliance. Go!
If you enjoy science and great storytelling, we've got you covered.
To science!
To science!
This is the Relativity Series from LA Theater Works and the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, bridging science and the arts in the modern world.
I'm Susan Loewenberg. Claudia's pregnant. How should she give birth? She gets advice from her friends and internet message boards, but her car mechanic dad might have the best answer of all. Kiara Atik's funny and heartfelt journey through the perils of pending motherhood is based on the true story of an inventor who was inspired by a video about a very different type of device. And now, Bump by Kiara Atik, starring Anna Ortiz, Herbert Seguenza, Lucy DeVito, Alma Martinez, Anna Mathias, and Andre Soluzzo, with Annalise Erickson, Moira Quirk, Devin Sorvery, and Inger Tudor. Directed by Rosalind Ayers. Produced by LA Theatre Works.
The Vasquez Family Living Room. Luis Vasquez, an auto mechanic in his 60s, and his wife Maria are sitting side by side on the couch, holding a wrapped present. Their grown-up daughter, Claudia, sits across from them fumbling with the camera setting of her cell phone.
But what is this for?
It's a present!
It's a present for us?
For both of us?
Yes!
But why? For what?
Dad, it's a present! It's just a present!
Can we open it?
One sec. Let me put my phone on video. Okay. You can open it.
You want to open it?
No, you go.
It's not a book.
Nope.
Maybe it's earrings?
Mom, don't guess. Just open it.
Why would she give us earrings?
What?
What? What? What happened?
Are you serious? Really? Are you serious? Really?
Yes! October!
Oh my God! Luis!
October?
Oh my God! How many weeks?
5.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Luis! Luis, what do you think?
It's wonderful! But I don't understand. What is this?
Oh, that's an apple seed. That's how small your grandchild is right now.
A brand new online message board for pregnant women due in December. A mom logs on and tentatively writes an introduction post.
Hi, December moms. I got my big fat positive this morning. Estimated due date is December 1st. I think I'm the first one here.
Soon, another post appears. And another. And another.
Hi, I just transferred here from the infertility forum. Got a faint positive today. I'm thrilled and terrified. Any other moms over 35?
Yes. Hi. I've got 3 boys already. Hoping for a girl this time. This will definitely be my last pregnancy. Here's to a smooth 9 months.
Got a positive today. Total surprise. We weren't trying at all, but I think it's meant to be. Estimated due date, 12/14.
I'm 5 weeks in, doing this on my own, so I'd love to hear from other single moms. This is my first time posting on a message board.
Finally got a big fat positive today. Due on New Year's Eve, so I'm straddling the January board too.
Can't wait to spend the next 9 months with you all.
Congrats, everyone.
Here's hoping for pregnancies that stick. So excited to be here.
Here's to the next 9 months.
At 6 weeks, your baby is the size of a lentil.
Is anyone feeling symptoms yet?
I have morning sickness like 24/7. I seriously can't keep anything down.
The only things I can stomach right now are like pasta and cheese and carbs. I can't keep vegetables down.
Same here with the vegetable aversion. I am a postal worker. You don't even want to know how many people's bushes I've thrown up in. Apologies if you live in the Denver area.
Have you all tried ginger?
Get those little Trader Joe's ginger candies. They help.
Are anyone else's boobs sore?
Mine.
Yes, mine are.
My boobs are so sore. I told my husband they're off limits for the next 9 months.
My gums keep bleeding. They've always been a little sensitive, but they're really bleeding whenever I brush my teeth. My boyfriend said it could be unrelated, but it just seems like too much of a coincidence, don't you think? The bloodiest gums.
I know it sounds crazy, but sometimes I feel like I can feel movement, like little flutterings. It's tripping me out.
Way too early.
You can't feel movement in 5 weeks.
Indigestion, maybe?
I'm not really feeling any symptoms. I'm hoping it's normal and not a sign of something worse.
Consider yourself lucky.
My sister never got morning sickness with her pregnancies.
I just feel exactly like I did when I wasn't pregnant. I think I'll feel better after my 6-week scan on Wednesday.
Keeping you in my prayers.
Sending positive vibes.
Farts, farts, farts. Uncontrollable farts. All the time. Anyone else?
Look, on my phone. Mom, what do you think?
It's a pool.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get it.
It's a birthing pool. It's what I'll use when I go into labor.
Why can't you just use the tub?
Because a tub isn't big or deep enough.
Why does it have to be deep?
My belly has to be completely underwater so that the baby can be born fully submerged. It's actually a much less stressful experience for the baby. It holds 170 gallons of water, and it has a seat and a cup holder.
What's the cup holder for?
For a drink.
Does it come with a cabana boy?
Where are you going to put it?
We're trying to figure it out. I think it'll only fit in the living room.
You're just going to give birth next to the couch?
We're going to put down a tarp.
That's so messy, all that gunk.
That gunk is natural. It's a natural part of life.
It's natural, but that doesn't mean you want a placenta on the coffee table.
Why would it be on the coffee table? What are you talking about?
And then what? You just have a bloody tarp in your living room?
The nice thing about the birthing pool is that it has 2 seats, so Alex can actually get in with me and really participate in the process.
He's gonna get into the water with you?
Yeah. He's going to catch the baby.
Shouldn't a doctor do that?
And as soon as the baby's born, I'm going to go skin to skin. We both are.
Who both?
Me and Alex.
I just can't quite wrap my head around it being born underwater.
Mom, just watch the YouTube videos I sent you. You'll understand.
I'm having a hard time understanding any of this.
You don't need to understand, Dad. Just know that my midwife is amazing and knows exactly what she's doing.
This is all so crunchy.
Crunchy?
You're an accountant. You're a smart, practical person.
Thank you.
No, I'm not complimenting you. I'm saying I'm surprised. This is something you're considering.
Well, I've done a lot of research.
Wait and see how you feel in 8 months. You're going to be huge. You're going to be uncomfortable. You're going to be impatient. And you're not going to want to give birth in a plastic pool.
Did you at least read the Yelp reviews of the midwife? She's trained for emergencies. I think I'm not doing a good job of conveying what a safe and controlled environment the birth is actually going to be.
But you don't know how it's actually going to be.
But I'm going to be very prepared.
You're going to want to give birth surrounded by doctors in a hospital. Trust me.
I hate hospitals.
It's different when you're there for a baby.
No, it's not. Listen to this. Frankie allowed me to have the birth experience I wanted. Frankie ignored me when I begged for an epidural, which is exactly what I told her to do. Frankie spent nearly 30 minutes calming me down when my son was diagnosed with bilateral clubfoot. Oh, wow.
My friend's daughter just had a baby at Scripps. They have private rooms there and they have a night nursery. That first night, they whisk the baby away and let you sleep.
I don't want them to whisk the baby away.
At least take a tour. See what you think.
I just, no offense, don't want to give birth the way you did.
What's wrong with the way I did it?
A hospital? A C-section?
Oh, that wasn't my fault.
Dad in the waiting room, not even participating.
What was I supposed to do?
I'm going to tell you a story. And I'm not saying it to scare you, okay?
Okay.
So my friend Mel is 40 weeks. She loses her mucus plug.
Should I leave for this?
Why? Because I said mucus plug? So She goes to the hospital, they admit her. She has very light contractions for a long time, and so they start her on Pitocin to speed up her labor. They give her an epidural, she watches a movie, everything is fine. Until she starts getting shaky.
Shaky?
She's just shaking, not really sure why. And then a monitor starts going off, and the nurse tells her the baby doesn't like the side she's lying on. So they make her lie on her other side. But the baby doesn't like that side either. So then they make her get on her hands and knees and hold the bed. Like, on all fours. And she's shaking.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, so then four more nurses come in, and they decide they need to get the baby out. They wheel her into the delivery room, still on all fours, her gown just open for everyone to see. Not that she cared at that point, but she's just shaking in terror. So then they break her water.
How?
Literally, Dad, with a metal hook.
Oh.
And they tell her she has to push. So she's pushing and pushing and pushing and not making progress. And her husband got really freaked out because literally her eyes were rolling in the back of her head. He was begging them to do a C-section, and they were just like, no, she has to push, she has to push. For hours. Like, she literally begged her husband to slit her throat.
God!
I know. The baby was crowning, but they couldn't get her head out. The baby was just stuck in the birth canal. At this point, it was Tuesday night. She'd been in labor since Sunday. And the baby got so stressed, she started to produce meconium.
What's
It's what babies poop before they've ever had food or milk. So the baby produces meconium, but because she's in the birth canal, it all went into her mouth. So when they finally do get her out via vaginal incision, the baby wasn't even crying. She was just silent because her mouth was full of meconium. None of it would have happened if they hadn't forced the Pitocin.
But the baby's okay now?
Yeah, she's fine. But that is why I'm not going to have a baby in hospital. I want to do it at my own pace, in my own house, like women have been doing for thousands of years.
In a pool?
At home. No stress, with Alex catching the baby.
But what are you going to do if something like that happens in your living room? If the baby gets stuck like that? Luis, ¿qué te pasa?
I'm fine.
You should have left the room. He can't handle stuff like this.
I know. I'm sorry, Dad. Should I get him some water?
I'm fine.
This is why he waited in the waiting room.
Okay, no more talking about birth plans. Let's talk about something more fun, like names.
Well, you're obviously going to want something that works in both English and Spanish.
Maybe. But I also kind of like the name Roger.
What? Where does that come from? Is that Alex's idea?
It's a family name, and I like it. You okay, Dad?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Better get in some water. Roger, I think you should rethink it.
Back at the December Moms message board, the posts are coming one after another as the moms make their way through the first trimester.
11 weeks, ladies. At this stage, the baby is the size of a walnut, and his or her little tail is just about gone.
I know it sounds crazy, but I'm pretty sure I can feel it.
No, there's no way.
I swear I can feel it.
All right, ladies, everyone's favorite day of the week. What the... WTF Wednesday. What do you got?
WTF McDonald's for not having Werner's ginger ale. It's all I can keep down these days. The one by my house has it, but not the one by work. That is really inconsistent.
WTF my mom. We told her we weren't telling anyone we were pregnant until 12 weeks, and she just posted a Facebook status. Got some very exciting news today. Hashtag grandma. Ugh.
WTF my two-year-old. Why did you stop sleeping? Mama loves you, but mama isn't gonna make it through this pregnancy if you don't sleep.
WTF to the nurse at my doctor's office. She left me a voicemail saying that she had the results of a recent test. She sounded so doom and gloom, and she stressed that I needed to call back ASAP. I'd gotten all of my tests back except the Down syndrome one. I started panicking. As soon as my shift was over, I called her back, but she was with a patient. After another hour of stressing out, she calls back to tell me I have a yeast infection. WTF, that is not dire. It can't even be that bad if I couldn't tell. Why did you sound like I was dying? And also, WTF maternity pants. Why don't you have pockets?
Just curious, ladies, how many of you are drinking coffee / caffeine during this pregnancy? I'm still having my one cup in the morning, but feel guilty every time.
I have one cup in the morning. My doc says it's fine.
Personally, I feel like there's so little I can actually control during this pregnancy, so I'm going totally cold turkey on coffee and caffeine.
I've had coffee throughout my previous pregnancies, and my baby's turned out perfect. I don't see the issue.
This is a hard one for me to answer because I mostly just like to drink water.
Newer studies have shown that there's an association with miscarriage at over 100 milligrams of coffee a day.
I have a toddler. I need coffee. There is literally no other options.
I just feel like, not to judge anyone else's choices, but I feel like if you know something could be dangerous, why take the risk?
I'm drinking decaf.
Okay, ladies. Thanks for the input. I'll keep mulling it over.
Maria? Do you wish that I had been more a part of Claudia's birth?
No.
You don't wish I was there in the hospital room with you?
No.
Alex is going to catch the baby. My impression at the time was that you really didn't want me in there.
I didn't. Getting in everyone's way, wincing.
Okay.
I wish you'd been more a part of taking care of her after she was born. Wouldn't have killed you to change a diaper every once in a while. Get up with her in the night.
Okay, this wasn't really an invitation
to... Be the one to feed her or pick her up when she's fussy.
You know, you should go to bed. It's very late.
Anyway, I did not want you there during labor.
Was it terrible?
No. It was no big deal. Then again, I was in the hospital and on drugs like a normal person. Why is she making it so much more complicated for herself?
Yeah.
At home with a midwife? It's like she wants to give birth in colonial times. I'm going to sleep.
Okay. I'm just watching something on YouTube.
Remove the dowel, and there you go. That's how you make a temporary carburetor. For more tips like these, check out our other videos. And make sure to follow us on Facebook and let us know what you think.
No thanks.
Okay, this is a cool trick I'm going to show you. So all you have to do is take a cork and put it inside a bottle. All right, watch this. I pick up the cork and I smash it down. There we go. Until you got it inside the empty bottle. Okay, now, how do you get something so big out of such a tight opening? All right, let me show you how. Take a plastic bag, like this one here.
Can you turn down the volume a little?
Dad,
sure.
Roll up the plastic bag until you can insert it into the bottle. Yeah, that's it. Then, you're going to turn the bottle upside down, and you're going to let the cork fall next to the plastic bag. Okay. Then, you take the bottle, and you blow into the plastic bag, around the lip of the bottle. Now the bag has inflated inside the bottle. Now all you have to do is pull. You pull out the inflated plastic bag, and out pops the cork. Here's your cork. Enjoy.
Ha! Replay.
Okay, this is a cool trick I'm going to show you. So all you have to do is take a cork and put it inside a bottle. All right, watch this. I pick up the cork. Smash it down. There we go. Until you got it inside the empty bottle.
Luis!
Okay, now, sorry.
I'm trying to sleep.
Sorry.
All right, let me
put headphones out. In.
I can't find them.
They're in the drawer.
They're not in the drawer.
Then you roll up the plastic bag until you can insert it into the bottle. Yeah, that's it. Then
I'll put
down.
It on mute.
We leave Luis there, for now, to contemplate his computer and his quirk, and travel a few centuries back to another part of the country. The year is 1790, in a snowy wood on the very outskirts of inhabited Maine. In a little wooden cabin, a young woman is sweeping the floor. This is Mary, 19 years old and very pregnant. Mary puts down her broom, straightens her apron, and with an excited smile, opens the door. A bundled up figure is there, snow billowing in behind her. She's the midwife.
Oh, there is so much snow, well above my knees, and it's still coming down. I never thought I'd make it.
Please come in.
If you labor into the night, I'll need a cart back. I'm not walking back in that.
Yes, of course. Where's my husband?
Down at the inn.
No, he was supposed to fetch you and come right back.
Oh, best to get him out of the way. I see you've got enough wood. Goody Wheaton hardly had any when I attended to her. Had to go out back and chop some myself. I charged for that.
Well, we have plenty of wood, plenty of candles. I prepared clean rags here. Oh, and here's the gown and bonnet for the baby to wear when it's born. Have you ever seen anything so small?
We'll need far more rags than those.
Oh, no.
We can use an old shift in a pinch. I'll just unpack my bag.
I placed the cradle by the fire, just for the moment. I would never have it that close once the baby is in it, of course. I'm not an idiot. But I just want you to know it's right here, should you need it.
Oh! And water?
Behind the curtain. Oh, I think something might be wrong. I feel such pains.
That's how you know it's happening. A kettle?
There.
Ah.
The pain is quite sharp.
Who forged this kettle for you?
I don't know.
It's very nice, good and sturdy.
Thank you. It really hurts.
It's hard to find a good metal worker up in these parts. My husband travels down to Hawthorne once a fortnight. That's where this knife is from. Nice weight to it. Thick. It's your first child?
Yes.
No sisters who've borne children?
No.
No mother?
No.
Your husband doesn't have family nearby?
No. What is the blade for?
Sometimes it proves useful. Now, that wasn't too terrible.
Oh, no, it was. It was terrible.
Yours will be the 812th babe I've delivered, if you count twins as individual births, which I do. Most of those babes have survived, too, so you've got good odds with this one. How long between pains?
I don't know.
10 minutes? 15?
10, maybe.
Let me measure you. That will give me a sense of things.
Very well.
Good. Now I'll need you to lie back.
Oh.
And pull up your shift.
Oh, no.
Lie back. Knees up, please.
Oof.
Cold?
Yes.
Here. I'll warm my hands. What will you call it?
Ephraim.
Hmm.
Margaret for a girl.
Huh. I had a cousin by marriage named Ephraim. He had a rash across his face that lasted near 2 years. Raised pustules down to his neck. Tried to drain them for him. Filled half a jar. He had to sleep with rags on the pillow. That was cousin Ephraim. All right. You can put your knees down. I'll fix you some supper.
Why?
Have you already supped?
No, of course not.
I'll fix you something.
But aren't you going to extract the baby?
In good time.
Why not now?
The baby isn't ready yet.
When will the baby be ready?
You called me far too early.
That can't be true.
Do you like turnips?
Are you sure it isn't coming now? I'm in a great deal of pain. I can't withstand another hour.
Nonsense.
You don't understand. I can't.
You have no choice in the matter. No need for alarm. The baby will come, and with the providence of God, you'll be on your feet and back in your kitchen in no time. Turnips, do you prefer pickled or stewed? And there will be a charge for this.
Dad, you're going to turn the bottle upside down, and you're going to let the cork fall next to the plastic bag. Okay. Then you take the bottle, and you blow into the plastic bag. Around the lip of the bottle.
Mira, mira.
We're watching.
So now the bag has inflated inside the bottle. Now all you have to do is pull. You pull out the inflated plastic bag, and out pops the cork. Here's your cork. Enjoy.
Eh? Yeah?
Cool.
Okay, neat.
It's cool, right?
Very fun. Very cool. Mom,
Shall we?
Before you go.
Uh-huh.
I was tinkering around in the garage today, and I made a little something. For you.
For me?
Well, maybe for you. I don't know. I think it could be useful during the birth.
What?
Just hearing your friend and her story about the... stuck in the...
birth canal?
Birth canal. Yeah, and I thought, well, I just started looking at it practically, and I thought, you know, how would I have dealt with the situation?
What you would do if you were giving birth?
What I would do if it happened to Claudia and I was there. Say we were at home and your water broke and we called an ambulance.
Why would we call an ambulance if my water broke?
Water breaking isn't an emergency. They don't even want you to go to the hospital until your contractions are 3 minutes apart.
I'm talking about what happens if things start going badly.
Oh, you really don't have to worry about anything happening.
Okay, but what if it starts to happen faster than you think?
Oh, that story really scared him.
No, it didn't. No, I'm being hypothetical. You see it on the news all the time. Woman gives birth in parking lot. What if Claudia's water breaks and the baby's coming fast and then... but then it gets stuck. And it's turning blue and there's no time for the hospital. There's no time for Lamaze. What would I do?
You wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, hopefully if that were to happen, there would be a chain of command that you would be really low on.
Well, I made something that I think, if it comes to it, could help get the baby out.
You made it in the garage?
Yeah. You want to see it?
I'm scared.
Okay.
Okay. This is it. Ta-da! Well?
I don't get it.
Is that my doll?
I borrowed it.
It's really, like, disturbing.
Oh, I don't like that.
The glass jar is a uterus, and the baby is a baby. And you see, he's stuck. Now, normally, what would a doctor do in this situation?
Dad, this is so weird.
Just come on. What does a doctor do when a baby gets stuck?
Use forceps.
Use forceps, right? Okay, let's say these salad tongs are forceps.
Ew.
I'm the doctor. I need to get the baby out. What do? I tug and tug, right? But I'm squeezing the baby's head. He's like, oh, now I'm definitely not going out there. And meanwhile, the doctor, he can't really, you know, it's hard to be delicate using these. And plus, he's, you know, he's stressed. He's got dinner reservations. He's got to get this baby out.
Why is it a male doctor? My doctor's a woman.
I'm choosing at random, okay? She's stressed. She's got dinner reservations with some cute surgeon. She's got to get ready. She's got to look cute.
Okay.
She's pulling and pulling. And meanwhile, the woman is tearing like a brown paper bag.
Louise!
God, Dad!
I'm saying, worst case scenario, right? The baby's in the uterus, right? And it's stuck. Okay?
Okay.
Try and pull it out. Can you pull it out?
No.
Pull harder.
I...
careful! You're gonna dislocate his shoulder.
Okay!
Stuck. But wait. There.
The baby's stuck, the mother's distressed, and you're sticking a plastic bag up inside her?
Wait.
Okay.
Now, the bellows.
This is happening inside of me right now?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just picturing, like, a woman's face after 13 hours of labor if the midwife were to bring out a bellow.
It's like he's blowing up a beach toy inside.
Whoa.
Oopla. 22 seconds, baby's out.
Wait. I don't get it.
The bag inflates in the uterus, grips baby, baby comes out.
It's weird.
What did I tell you?
But why are you... I don't get it. Why did you do this?
Because it works.
Okay.
It's a prototype.
What do you mean, a prototype?
I mean, I think this could really help people.
What do you mean, help who?
Women.
Dad, I actually can't tell if you're being serious.
I'm being serious. If this could really work, I think it would be better than a forceps because it inflates inside the vagina rather than...
la, 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 la.
What?
It's too weird. It's weird to hear you talk about this.
I thought you guys would like it.
I like it.
I don't not like it.
I just thought if it works with a wine cork, it could work with a baby. And like I said, I thought it might be useful.
To women.
To doctors, to the medical profession. I don't know.
You saw an unrelated video on YouTube and parlayed it into an invention that you made in your garage that you think might help the medical profession. Is this what it's like to be a man?
I just think this could really be something.
I think you're crazy.
It's cool, Dad, but also, Don't worry. I'm gonna be fine.
At 12 weeks, your baby is the size of a kumquat. I had to Google kumquat.
Symptoms check in?
Little bit of hip pain.
Bloody gums.
My nose has not stopped running since my big fat positive.
Still throwing up.
I pee every time I sneeze.
Same.
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 I think I'm actually starting to look pregnant, and not just like I went to Chipotle.
Look at this picture. The shirt is kind of loose, so you kind of can't tell, but...
Look at that bump! There's a baby in there! It's wild!
Unpopular opinion Thursday. I hate the word bump.
Unpopular opinion Thursday. I don't get those car stickers that say baby on board. That's dangerous. Someone's gonna kidnap your baby.
Unpopular opinion Thursday. I hate when people do cutesy pregnancy announcements on Facebook. I mean, I'm pregnant and I'm still, like, gross.
I like that.
Me too.
Oh, worry, that's bad luck.
We posted a picture of our dog in a t-shirt that says Big Sister. It was cute.
Okay.
A woman on the bus today offered me her seat. I was like, okay. And then I went to this Italian bakery near my work where I like to pick up a treat after lunch sometimes, and the woman gave me an extra cookie for free. She said, one for you, one for the baby. I was like, but I get to eat his too, right? And then a bunch of us had to go over to my mom's because she's cleaning out her garage. But I'm pregnant, so I didn't have to help. I just sat on the couch and watched Access Hollywood. And because of the whole cat pee parasite thing, I haven't had to clean the litter once since my big fat positive. My husband's had to do it, even though he hates the cat. I love this baby.
So you've invented a medical device. Now what?
Oh, here. 9 things you need to know before having a natural birth.
Is your idea patentable? If so, you should file a patent or trademark for your device.
1, have your go bag for the hospital ready ahead of time. Irrelevant, home birth. 2, eat a meal before labor starts. Well, we've already planned that. I'm gonna have wine, too.
Have I shared my idea with anyone else? Yes, I have.
Sleep when you can, move around to ease pain.
Have I done enough research? I'm gonna put yes.
Limit the number of people attending your delivery. Well, Alex.
Alex and me.
Do I have sources of funding? No.
Focus on one thing at a time. It can be seriously demoralizing to know you have so many contractions to get through before the baby arrives, the pain can start to seem unbearable.
Make sure you have marketing support through open innovation platforms.
Stock up on popsicles. Oh, no, padsicles. What's a padsicle?
What are open innovation platforms?
A padsicle is made by freezing maxi pads with aloe and then wearing them after birth to relieve pain.
Should I seek outside funding?
Try not to scream or cry through contractions.
Do I have a plan to market my invention? No. I don't even have a name for it.
Lindsay, 28, from Kansas, says, that old wives' tale about how you forget the pain is not really true. You never forget something like that.
Maybe you should stop reading that.
Without a sustainable source of income, seeing your medical device enter the healthcare market is extremely unlikely.
Sometimes an epidural really is your best option. Well, great. Oh, is that for the baby?
What?
What you're making, is it for the baby?
Oh, no. It's a bag for the newest prototype of the Vasquez device.
Yes.
At 16 weeks, the baby's ears have moved from back of the neck to the proper place on the side of the head. So color me relieved.
I'm finding out the sex at my appointment today. I am so excited. I've barely been able to concentrate all day.
I hope it's a girl. Of course, obviously, the important thing is that the baby be healthy, but I hope it's a girl.
If it's not a girl, I'm going to be so mad. I cannot have 4 boys. I cannot have 4 boys!
We just want to be surprised. We don't care what it is.
I cannot have 4 boys.
Well, ladies, it looks like it's the end of the line for me. Went in for my checkup, and there was no heartbeat. Going in for a DNC tomorrow. Good luck with the rest of your pregnancies. I hope you all have sticky babies.
I'm so sorry. Sending you my prayers.
I'm so sorry.
so sorry for your loss. Take care of yourself.
So sorry for your loss.
So sorry for your loss.
Luis is in his garage, working on the Vasquez device.
Everything okay?
Hey, yeah. Is Mom up?
No, it's midnight.
Oh, wow. Did I wake you?
No, I'm in the garage.
Okay, well, I'll try her again in the morning.
You sure you're okay?
Yeah. Just, I need to stop going online. Good night, Dad.
Hey, I watched a water birth video.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
YouTube.
Oh, you didn't have to do that, Dad.
I felt pretty creepy watching it.
Sure.
But I could see what you meant. About the baby? He didn't even cry.
No, it's really supposed to be better for them.
Right.
It mimics the...
amniotic fluid.
Right.
Here, I'm sending it.
Okay. Got it.
Claudia watches the video. A chilled out mama wearing a bikini and a birthing tub.
She looks stoned.
Hey. So I'm in labor. Just got in the tub. I haven't had a contraction in 2 minutes.
Are you watching?
I'm watching right now.
So that's been pretty nice. I'm really excited that we're gonna have a baby sometime tonight. We've been really looking... I'm having a contraction right now.
Oh my God.
That was a contraction. They seem to be coming pretty...
Okay. Dad?
Yep.
That woman was weirdly calm. Most of them aren't that calm.
It's scarier when they're calm.
Wait, there's this one... Oh, let me find it. One sec. Okay, I just sent you a link.
Oh, hang on, I just got a text.
Yeah, from me, Dad.
Oh, it's from you. Okay, let's see.
A birthing tub. This time, a different mama is in it, topless and writhing around in pain. A doula is assisting her.
Okay.
Intense, right?
She does not make it look easy.
I know.
Maybe it's not a good idea for you to watch these.
I know, but I can't stop. I want to be as informed as possible.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you don't really have to be.
It's helpful to know, for the device. I'm trying to find fabric that's got some grip, but still soft enough for the baby. And I'm trying to figure out if it could work with a breech. It's just harder in that case because the baby's further up the cervix. The pressure bubble really works best if it's right there.
Wow.
I filed a patent.
Dad, if you're really serious about this, don't you think you should get some honest feedback?
I would love some honest feedback. I've sent out emails to different practices around town, so hopefully one of them will get back to me soon.
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah. Listen, I have an appointment on Thursday. Do you want to come and just... show her?
You mean come to your appointment with you?
Yeah. I mean, not for the appointment-y stuff, but...
I would love that.
Okay. It's Thursday.
You want me to pick you up?
No, that's okay. I'll be coming from work.
Right. Okay.
I could swing by and pick you.
All right.
Like 11 o'clock?
11 o'clock.
Okay.
This is LA Theater Works production of Bump by Kiara Atik, directed by Rosalind Ayers. Our story continues in Hour 2. I'm Susan Lowenberg, producing director of LA Theatre Works.